The Arts Council of Greater Lansing is hosting a reception tonight for a local artist with deep roots in Old Town Lansing. Julian Van Dyke's paintings have appeared in many venues in the region, from office buildings to malls and school campuses. Current State's Kevin Lavery met up with him this week as he was preparing for his showing down on Turner Street. Kevin, paint us a portrait of the artist, please.
As a young man, as they say.
Please, yeah.
Happily, Mark, when I first walked into the gallery, Julian was there waiting for me with his round-rimmed glasses and his black flat cap. He was channeling Samuel L. Jackson, which people will see online, by the way, when we post the story. Julian Van Dyke is a painter known for his murals and for his work with the Lansing School District as an artist in residence. And as we stood there in the heart of Old Town, it was obvious that Julian is proud of his city.
I've been a part of Old Town for the last 20 years, and I had a studio open on Turner Street. So the pieces that I'm hanging now is almost like in gratitude of different things within the city of Lansing. And I'm paying respect not only to the park, but individuals like Robert Busby. Yeah, it's more like a reflection and a gratitude.
Right, Robert Busby, the unofficial so-called mayor of Old Town, who sadly, tragically, was taken from us in 2007.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but he left his footprint here in the community, and I hope that not only me, but other people continue the direction that he started as far as the art district here in Lansing.
Let's take a stroll, Julian, about 6 feet to the wall here, to something that I'm guessing looks like a self-portrait, or maybe that's someone else.
Here?
Yes.
That is Robert Busby.
See, I thought that was you. You look very similar to him.
Yeah, well, you know what? I can tell you many stories. Our families, my mom and dad, and he's from a certain part of Tennessee, and which I didn't know until like maybe a couple weeks until he was murdered, that we had this discussion, and we like, yeah, my mom is from Tennessee too. So we start discussing, but he was a fabulous artist in his own right. Yeah, he was. I took a picture of him. We were just kidding around, and my first big art opening here, he helped me in a lot of ways. He provided an oven to heat the food that was catered in, and he helped me hang pictures at the Sir Pizza restaurant here on the corner. And
so much for the starving artist motif.
So much for the starving artist, and he taught me a couple things of hanging art, and he was very instrumental of taking a piece out to Michigan State. It hangs at the business School of Business at the Lear Center, in which he let me use his little red truck, and it was hanging off his little red truck, but we got it there in one piece.
I'm looking over here, and I'm seeing what looks like the Capitol building and Boji Tower, but I'm also seeing in this something that looks like Joan Moreau, maybe?
Well, you know, when I first moved to Lansing back in 1979, there's a lot of things happening. And, you know, you look west down on Michigan Avenue, it didn't look like that. Alex's restaurant was there. And I just pulled that out. This is mainly all these are prints, but this particular piece hangs at the School of Business at Michigan State University, too. But kind of nostalgia type of thing. Alex is not there. You got the center of Lansing there. And, you know, at that particular time, it wasn't called Boji. It was called the Michigan National Bank Tower. And it's probably the largest structure here in Lansing. But I just thought, being from where I am, Benton Harbor, just like the biggest city next to New York City. So I always...
Well, Chicago is not far away from Benton Harbor.
I did murals in Chicago. More so, I'm closely related to Chicago, more so in Detroit, because Benton Harbor is like 90 miles away from Chicago. So I did a lot of work over there. But moving to Lansing at that particular time, you know, we had the Michigan State Irvin Johnson thing going on, and I just thought it was a wonderful place to be, and the art atmosphere here, it drew me in.
We're talking with Julian Van Dyke, a local artist in Lansing who has an exhibition coming up at the Arts Council of Greater Lansing in the heart of Old Town, Turner and Grand River. I've read a little bit about you online, Julian, that your work has been compared to some of the masters, Miro, Picasso. Are you a fan of Spanish-influenced art?
No, I really love Picasso. I love all his work. And I know other artists, too, but you know, you have to start off on your own and start something different. But Monet, I was in New York a couple years back. I went to the Museum of Modern Art, and they had these beautiful big pictures of Picasso, Monet, And I just, you know, we walked around for hours and hours and hours. So those are big, big artists in my mind.
Julian, show me a piece that you really love and tell me the story behind it.
Well, this particular piece is right around the corner. Kathy Holcomb and her family, they run the Absolute Gallery. So I did it in honor of her, and she says she's going to be here. I'm not, you know, depending if she buys it or not, she says, I'm going to buy it, but that's not the problem. this is more like in gratitude of what they've done for me. She hung my pieces way before I got established here, and she let me show my art in her gallery, so this is an ode to her. This particular piece right here is really a print of a 10-foot by 13-foot painting of the Jazz Fest. Robert and Terry, they've been the stalwarts of putting that together every year. And the other people that help contribute to put, you know, the Jazz Fest, the Blues Fest, the different types of art things that's happening here in Old Town, I pay a tribute to them. So it's just a wonderful place. It's not, you know, a big city like New York or Detroit. And it's just a mid-sized town where when you get other artists, and I know Michigan State is right around the corner, it gives a good mix of people doing different things. You know, we can all do different art, but I just feel that this was the place to be to show and showcase other ones' art. I belong to the Keys to Creativity out in the mall, and you wouldn't believe the amount of local talent that we have here in mid-Michigan. So just being here besides New York, and I, like I said before, I was in New York for 3 years, and they can eat you up and spit you out at the same time. So coming back home, I thought it was more gratifying for me to do that type of stuff.
Julian, do you see a rough draft in your head when you are thinking about composing a piece of art, or is it all stream of consciousness and however the brush tends to land is what happens?
You know, I used to do like that. I think I'm getting older and wiser, because now my studio and my house is turning like art junk. and you, if you come into the studio, you see art all laying around, and I'm just compulsive like that. You know, I'll see something, I'll draw, or I'll see another piece of art, and I'll start going in that direction. But, you know, time isn't in our favor, so you try to make the most of it. So I think what I tried to do, I tried to sketch. I just got, my submission was accepted for the art mural in East Lansing, and that's going to be done in May. So I'm painting these big things. I'm not really getting down to the really small stuff that I really want to draw and paint. But, you know, all in all, you know, once it's done, it's done. So no matter what I try to get to or try to finish, once it's done, it's done.
Do you have a shining vision in your head, a Mona Lisa you dream about that you know you will achieve one day?
You know, as an artist, you'll never achieve that. You know, you're always trying to get the carrot. It's almost like the rabbit chasing the rabbit. So, you know, I know, like, that comes from wisdom. I know the Lord has blessed me with the talent that I have, and I identify with that. But everyone else has that too. But at the same time, you know that, you know, unless, you know, we're going to be caught up and taken to heaven, you're going to die. So I try to do as much as I can to show my art, but also, like I said before, I like to try to show young people to showcase their works too, because there's so much bad stuff happening in the world. And, you know, you turn on the TV, you turn on the radio, and they see it. But if you keep listening to that stuff and you get away from your craft that's been given to you, then you won't participate. No one will never see your art. So I identify with that. So I think, you know, age and wisdom comes a long way, and I'm thankful that I'm not that type of person where, you know, my art is the only art. I know we have this in our heart, but I'm not like that anymore.
I think I see Robert Busby's hand resting on your shoulder.
I thank him, like, in many ways. I'm so, I miss him. But like I said before, it wasn't until the very end we had these deep discussions about art, and it wasn't even about art, it was about family and where we came from. So, you know, those things happen. If I, you know, keel over tomorrow, I hope someone takes up the mantle and continues. And I hope that I'm inspiring to them like he was inspiring to me and like the other great artists that I've seen.
Julian Van Dyke is a Lansing artist. His exhibition, Things Around My City, opens today at the gallery of the Arts Council of Greater Lansing in Old Town. Julian, this has been a lot of fun viewing your work and learning about your story behind it. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Thanks for coming in and interviewing me.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.